At Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Righto, Adrian's listening, he's tuned in, he loves the program, give it to us. 75 points.
Let's go for it. Obviously, we first started talking about this early October and was pretty much scoffed at the suggestion, and now there's a few more so saying it's realistic. Some saying it's almost a 40% chance, not sure about that. But look, let's just remind ourselves quickly of the logic. So firstly, their mandate was changed last year to keeping inflation around the 2% midpoint. It is there for the first time since March 2021. We've got non-tradable inflation, that's the domestically driven stuff, that's the lowest in 3 years. We've got core inflation, lowest since 2020. And, you know, we get that wonderful monthly inflation data, and that's come in soft since as well. So we also have inflation domestically lagging the labour market, unemployment, that's rising. So you just take all that just on its own, and we should be at the neutral rate, which, you know, suggests it's around about 3.75%, if not less, so right now. So that's it, I guess, in a nutshell, the first point. But then let's look at their secondary objectives. So we've got output and employment. So we've talked about this over the past week or so. So dairy's doing well. You know, prices there are sort of heading towards record highs. We talked yesterday about kiwi fruit. That's booming. But everything else is doing really tough. So manufacturing sector, it's been in recession for 20 months. You make some excellent points about data in other countries. And, like, you look at our services sector. Everywhere else it's doing well. Ours is in a bit of a hole. We've got confidence measures picking up, but that's from a depressed base. And people talk about what the Fed is doing. Don't worry about that. Their economy's growing at 3%. We're in recession. And they meet in December and January, the Fed. People talk about the RBA. Well, they didn't go as hard on the way up. And, met plenty of Aussies who say, you know, why are we obsessed with this sort of boom-bust sort of cycle? Obviously, we're in recession compared to them. And you look at China, they're patchy. Trump's tariffs are now sort of on its way. We'll talk about it in a minute. Migration tailwinds are dissipating. The property market's weak. And we talked to a lot of businesses, and most of them are really struggling, you know, particularly, you know, small to mid-sized ones. So they're hanging out for a cut. Now, the good news is if we do get a large cut, it's going to flow through pretty quickly. So we've got 75% of new home loan flows currently carrying interest periods of 1 year or less, 70% refixing the next 9 months. And just some other points, you know, Mike, of course, you know, the RBA does take, you know, I know they can do an emergency meeting, but they do take a sabbatical till late February. So, yeah, there's really call for urgent action. And, you know, people have talked about the inflationary impact of Trump, but the RBA itself has said it's manageable and it's marginal. So I think there's nothing holding him back. So, yeah, we're holding out for a hero, but let's see if Adrian steps up.
Well argued. Then we do come to Trump. That's a lot of numbers. Is this negotiating, do you reckon? Is this a starting point, or what are we thinking?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of negotiation here. So he's come out and posted on Truth Social that he's going to impose 25% tariffs on all goods coming from Mexico and Canada into the US. So he previously said 20% on everything. China, he's previously said 60%. He's now saying an additional 10%. A lot of it seems to be about the inflow of illicit drugs across the borders. He said that drugs are pouring into our country, mostly from Mexico, record levels. So evidently Trudeau's been on the phone to reassure about what they're doing. China's also been on the phone evidently to say that they've made progress in counter-narcotics efforts. But yeah, you'd have to think this is all about sort of massive sort of bargaining chips. I mean, it just doesn't seem to be feasible. You know, if you look at the current rate of tariffs at the moment, yeah, we have, you know, 30, 40% tariffs on some things. But if you look at the average rate of tariffs on 94% of US merchandise imports by value, it's 2%.
Yeah.
So it's very different, and it's a bit back to the future. Do you know what? You know, the first chap to actually bring in large tariffs was actually George Washington. So he put in 5% tax on all imports, and it's sort of receded since. So yeah, what Trump is proposing hasn't been seen for at least a century, if not more. Of course, we've got the EU getting on the act. They're imposing tariffs on EVs from China, but this is quite different. And obviously, you know, it'll be interesting to see how China responds. You know, when push comes to shove. I mean, they are the US's second largest foreign creditor. So, yeah, I think it's probably more about bargaining chips, I suppose.
Right up, give us some numbers.
So the Dow at the moment, yeah, we'll step back a bit on that tariff announcement or tariff tweet. Dow down 0.4%, 44,580. S&P 500 was up 0.3%, 6,007. NASDAQ up 0.4%, so tech stocks pretty firm. But yeah, I think General Motors, it's down 7%. So old economy stocks under pressure. FTSE 100 down 0.4%. Nikkei down 0.9%. ASX 200 down 0.7% on that news as well. NZX 50, we've had a good run recently, but we were down 0.6%. 13,114. Gold up $11. And oil up 41 cents. 69 spot 35. And the currency markets, we're weaker against the US, 58.2. Up slightly against $1.90.2. And sterling, 46.4. war down slightly. So, yeah, let's see. Drum roll at 2 p.m.
All right, stand by. We'll owe you a drink if you're ripe. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.